Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, it's Wednesday, so of course we are asking for a friend. Scott, I know you don't like to talk about Christmas until Thanksgiving's over,
yes.
But we have a problem, and it's coming up, okay? So I have a friend, and she has hosted Christmas at her house for the last 3 years. Mm. And they started doing it ever since she had her daughter, just because it was easier to have it at her house.
Right.
Well, this year, her mother-in-law announced that they're hosting Christmas at her house.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, and my friend is a little irritated because it's kind of become their family tradition to do it at their house. And, you know, because she does have little ones, it's easier for her to do it at her house.
Right.
But now the mother-in-law is taking charge, and she's going to be hosting Christmas.
On what grounds? What is her claim to this if everybody has kind of gotten in the routine of going to the other place?
She said she wants to make it easier for everybody.
Well, apparently.
So it's easier at her house.
Oh, I see. It's easier for her.
At her house.
And therefore, it's easier for everyone.
Yeah. So we figured we might as well throw this out, asking for a friend. What is the best way to approach this? If you are my friend, do you confront the mother-in-law? Do you get the hubby involved? Do you just bite your tongue and go over to the mother-in-law's house?
I would say, okay, by virtue of the fact that she is the mother-in-law and seniority has privileges, she gets to call. She gets to make the call. That's what I'm telling you up front. Just by virtue of the fact that she is, you know, she's been around longer, she gets the right to decide
just
where.
Because she's the mother-in-law,
yep.
She gets it's at my house.
That's
mm-hmm.
it. That's
it. Not the advice I gave my friend.
Someday you may be the mother-in-law and you'll remember.
And I'll
this.
Be right, but yeah. In this case, I don't think so.
All right, this is where you guys come in. It is asking for a friend right now.
All right, call or text us 888-431-3764. Your advice, how does she handle this?
Start a big fight? Or just smile and have a happy holiday season. 95.1 K-Frog, Dan and Shay with Scott and Kelly. It's Wednesday. We're asking for a friend and a little holiday theme this morning.
Yeah. So my friend has hosted Christmas at her house for the last 3 years. She has a little one. So once they had kids, they were like, well, let's just do it at our house. We have everybody come over. And this year, her mother-in-law just told her that she's going to be hosting Christmas at her house. So my friend was a little put off because they had kind of started to make a tradition. So we're asking your advice. What should my friend do? Should she just go with it, bite her tongue, and okay, we'll do it at the mother-in-law's house? Or should she stand up for her, what she wants to start as a tradition at her house?
I think that she should get the husband involved because she should always maintain the good relationship with the mother-in-law. But yeah, that's a kind of a pulling the rug from underneath her feet to change the plans like that.
Yeah, it sounds like he's thinking mother-in-law is changing horses in midstream.
Mm-hmm.
Tex says, just suck it up and go. Maybe they're tired of having it at the same place.
Your house is no fun.
Yeah.
All right, here's the text message that says, oh, heck no. We have three little ones and we're hosting at our house. I would have my husband talk to his dad and say, that's fine if you want to have Christmas at your house, but we're going to be spending it at our house. We don't want to rush our morning with the kids and we don't want to rip them away from their new toys. Sorry.
Here comes the fight. All right, line four, what do you think?
Yes, first of all, how well does she get along with her mother-in-law? She gets along very well with her mother-in-law. I would just explain to her, you know, we started making this as a tradition and we would like to continue. I would appreciate it if you would just come to our house like we do every year. I love you, Mom.
Make sure you put that in.
Exactly. If not, then just enjoy your Thanksgiving, I guess, at her house.
Thanksgiving there. Well, boy, what a mess. At least you do have multiple holidays and multiple opportunities to go to multiple houses.
That's true. Start doing the tour again.
Tex says, I would tell her to keep the tradition at her house. If the mother-in-law wants a holiday, she could host something on Christmas Eve. There you go.
Okay. This is text message says, I would bring it up to the mother-in-law and tell her that, you know, it's just hard with the kids. And if that doesn't work, then go to the mother-in-law's house. Let the kids run wild. Then they have to leave early because the kids have to take a nap. So next year when this happens, she goes, well, maybe we'll just have it at our house. We don't have to leave early again.
All right. One more thought. What do you think?
I think that her friend needs to look at it in a positive way. Don't look at it in a negative way. Maybe her mother-in-law is doing it because she knows it's a lot of work and she wants her to enjoy this year.
Okay.
It is. I just hosted Thanksgiving for my family. It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Okay. So this will save your friend from having to clean her house and the outside and everything like that.
When you have little kids, do you actually clean your house?
No.
It just kind of stays in a perpetual state of messy.
Yeah, true.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.